This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
All right, let's do this one more time this week. It is the Big Shot Bob podcast. B-Dog, Brandon Harper. I'm Rob Jenners. That is seven-time NBA champion, 1992 NBA draft selection, Robert Ory. I bring that up for a reason, B-Dog. While we're introducing the show, I need you to Google Robert Ory's 1992 draft photo. Okay? With his big-ass oversized suit. So just go ahead and look that up, because that's going to be our first question out of the gate from a listener.
Let head, dog. You know, you ain't got no money, man.
No. No one's making fun. We're making a little bit of fun, but not terrible fun. We're not picking on you. By the way, if you ever have a question for the Shoot Around, we got a bunch of good ones this week. We're at Big Shot Bob Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. Big Shot Bob Pod at Gmail. You can find us all over the place.
Hey, make sure you check out the penny loafers, though.
So I didn't see the penny loafers in the photo. I just had the.
Well, I do see this.
Okay, that's the one. Yeah. That's the photo we're looking for. And by the way, if you want to play along at home, you can Google Rob's NBA draft photo from 1992.
Crazy part, that was a double-breasted suit and double-breasted back in. So if I wasn't 500 pounds more now than I was, I was buying that suit and put it on again.
Put it on right now.
To be honest, the suit. It really don't look as bad as some other suits I've seen. I've seen Michael Jordan in some suits, and I'm like, bro.
So the question's not about the suit. Okay. The question comes from Big Chris, a good friend of the show, regular listener. I'm watching a lot of draft stuff, and I Googled a Rob on NBA draft day. As the NFL draft is currently happening, does Rob regret going with that tie? And the tie is, it's something.
The tie is
special. Something. The suit doesn't look okay. So now explain the tie.
Man, the tie was the only one I had. So I just threw it on.
That was it.
Hey, the funny part though
you
is
couldn't
you
couldn't buy a tie.
I was the only one back then. Look, I went with the black shirt with the suit. People weren't doing that back then. I was a trendsetter, man. I did that.
Okay.
And then figured I had to go with some tie to pop, you know, match the suit, you know. So
had
I went
jump.
With that, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So. And I was very proud of the fit. Think about this. I was a baller on a budget. And I ain't have no budget. I had two suits in college, and that was one of them.
That's the name of this week's show.
For it being 1992, nah, that ain't bad at all.
Okay. Well, look, I didn't ask the question.
And this is before. Now, if you go to draft, you have freaking tailors waiting there for you, and you design your own suit. Yeah. This was like, okay, what I got in the closet that might look okay on TV. Yeah.
Doesn't look like I just woke up. You know
exactly.
I mean? All right.
I was just happy it was pressed.
So that's all the prep that went through it? You had one suit, you had one tie, you're just going to roll with it?
Yeah, that was it, man.
When's the last time, how often do you wear a suit now?
Well, only when TV? I have to do TV. That's it.
True.
When's the last time you wore a suit, B?
Last time I wore a suit had to be recently. And I mean, within the last couple of months or so. I forget what it was.
Okay.
I think it was like a birthday gathering or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not to bring the room down. My dad's funeral, back in, we had his kind of celebration of life in November. And prior to that, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a tie on, maybe to take my daughter out for like daddy daughter night or something, but wearing a suit, no man, no.
Oh, sneaker ball, I had to host the one that Rob signed the basketballs for, and they went off in an auction.
Oh,
I wore
okay.
a suit. Yeah.
Okay. Only time I ever saw you in a suit, B, was when we went to the Chicken Shack grand opening.
Oh,
in Vegas, when Shaq opened Chicken Shack in Grand Opening.
Oh, I thought you
No, just like a regular dive restaurant chicken shack.
You didn't thought I went to it. I wore a suit to go get some chicken. No.
I thought you were making a joke going somewhere with that.
No. We went to the opening of Big Chicken in Vegas when Shaq opened Big Chicken. And
this
that
was like 2018.
I remember B wore a suit and I was like, damn, you look good. I got on some like busted ass jeans and like a suit jacket trying to look like the casual look. I'm like,
oh, and I wore a suit. You didn't go on this trip when it was me.
Tonight Show?
Yes, I wore a suit then.
They all got to go to the Tonight Show to meet Jimmy Fallon. I didn't go.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital. I had a heart attack. So I didn't get to go to that trip. So.
Hey, glad you still with us.
Yeah, yeah, man. You can wear a suit to my funeral.
No.
Okay. We didn't bring this up on Tuesday. I had a bunch of people send this to me. You guys didn't talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves coach Chris Finch tearing his knee.
Yeah.
On the sideline during the Suns game.
Meniscus.
I can't remember who it was, Conley or somebody crashed into him.
Yeah.
Down on the sidelines, and he went down in the fourth quarter. Yeah, it was Mike Conley. And Devin Booker, and they confirmed he ruptured his patellar tendon in his right knee. Yeah. And it could take up to several months to heal. Apparently, he's supposed to have surgery between rounds.
Yeah.
And then he's going to have to get out there and, I guess, coach on a bum wheel.
My thing is, during the playoffs, so many guys, you know, you look for motivation and so many things to inspire you. This is just another form of inspiration for the Minnesota Timberwolves, because now – even whether coach is there or whether he's not, now we can do this for coach. You know, when's the last time a coach really got severely injured in a basketball game on the sideline? That doesn't happen often.
No, not really.
So now it's another sense of piece of motivation for this young team to use moving forward.
Rob, did you ever have a coach get injured?
No. Coaches
that's a first
jump
timer.
Out the way.
Yeah. What's the dumbest injury you remember getting? Like doing something real stupid, like jumping off a deck.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I never
stupid ass injury.
It's a dumb injury.
Other than kicking your toe or something like that, never had a dumb injury.
You never had like a slip and fall in the bathroom or something? Man. I jacked my shoulder up once doing that. I got out of the shower and tile floor. Just shit, bam, down on my shoulder.
Ooh.
And I mean, I was crooked for a minute. That was years ago, but ooh, no fun.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Question from Nick. Lots of teams around Major League Baseball are rolling out their City Connect jerseys.
Yeah.
I know the NBA does City Editions. Rob, did they do that in your day? And if not, who's now do you like the best?
Hell no, they ain't do that in his day.
I'm like, that's kind of a newer thing.
We were very strict. You could only have two jerseys. And then your shoes had to have only two colors in them. Everything was strict when I played.
Bruh.
But yeah.
Had two jerseys?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
The white one and the red one, right?
That was it?
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the Lakers, we only had purple and gold. And then the first extra jersey we got was
the white one.
The Lakers, we went Sunday whites.
Yeah.
But then I got to San Antonio, went with the low Spurs and those jerseys and the throwback jerseys.
Yeah,
that started to pop up. But I think for me, my favorite is the Mamba jerseys. I think, you know, out of all the jerseys I've seen, I hated the shirt. I hated the shirt, the sleeves.
Oh, yeah. the jerseys with the sleeves on them?
Yeah, I hated that.
They ran those around for like Christmas, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was one of the Christmas teams, too, like it had a really cool jersey. I think it was the Heat.
Yeah.
The white-out jerseys.
Yeah, the Heat's not bad, though. I like the old-school fluorescent Heat ones. The ones that are like that, like they're like a turquoise almost.
Oh, yeah.
And they got the Miami written on them and like the fluorescent. Yeah. I think that's cool, man. Those look sharp.
The Miami Vice ones.
Yeah. They're very Miami Vice style. They're cool, though. I like those. Yeah. B, do you have a favorite?
Favorite jersey?
Like a City Connect or a City Edition?
I like the Lakers Hollywood Knights jerseys where it's the black jersey with the yellow trim around it.
Okay.
I think they called them the Hollywood Knights jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, the Lakers black looks cool.
Yeah.
We also found out this week that Tyson versus Jake Paul is actually going to be a real fight. We all thought this was going to be kind of a weird scrimmage and something.
Oh, one more.
Oh, go ahead.
One more. The Hawks, a couple of years ago, where they had the Peachtree jerseys.
Oh, the Peachtrees were cool.
And the MLK ones.
Yeah, Peachtrees were really cool.
Yeah, other than that, those are the ones.
No, but Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is going to count. It's a sanctioned fight, so it'll go on their records. They're professional records. It'll consist of 8 2-minute rounds. They're going to wear 14-ounce gloves instead of the regular 10-ounce gloves. And no headgear.
What?
No headgear. So it's going to be a legit fight.
Boy, it might get him one good.
And that was my question. What do you think prevails here? Is it going to be Tyson's just power and experience, or Jake Paul can outrun him, basically?
I think that one. I really think if Jake Paul knows the power of Mike, even Mike with 55, 53, whatever it is.
Yeah, he's in his 50s.
He still got a lot of power. And you're going to know it's going to boil down to stamina. And he's just going to jab and run. He's going to do the rope-a-dope. He's going to do everything to try to wear Mike out. Because you think about Mike's last time we saw Mike in the ring with Roy.
Oh, he was gassed quick.
I
think by the third round, he was torched, man.
Yeah, but I think he's in a little bit better shape than him, even though he's older. But I don't want to see Mike get hurt.
When is the fight?
Old for this.
It's over the summer. I think it's in June or July.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming up. But I was surprised they actually sanctioned the fight.
Yeah, I was surprised about it,
too. That's going to count on their records. Because if Jake Paul's smart, he gets nowhere near Mike. Because Mike up close is lethal. And you've seen Mike hit those bags. And, I mean, dude, he's quick and he's powerful.
So, you do exactly
what Rob said. You jab and run, man. You keep your distance.
Yeah.
You got to come get my ass back here, buddy.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm going to shuffle for about three rounds.
I'm going to Floyd Mayweather this thing, man. I'm just going to run in circles. Come get me, bucko.
Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Let Mike catch you one time with an uppercut. Hey, you might look. It's gonna be some slow singing and flower bringing.
When's the last time Jake Paul wore a suit to his own funeral? My goodness. Yeah, no, you're right. Mike catch you once. That is it. But yeah, I think that's
who's been the toughest. Who's been the actual toughest competitor that Jake Paul's faced?
Oh, he fought someone that was sort of for real recently. I can't remember who it was. I don't follow boxing that much.
I don't follow Jake Paul a whole lot.
I mean, most of the guys he's fought up until a couple dudes recently have been kind of lower-tier dudes. He's a good boxer. You're talking to somebody who's watched highlights. But from what I've seen highlights-wise, he's got good form. He's got good power. He seems to be in good shape. He's young. He's strong. So I don't know. I really don't know. I've never sat and watched a whole fight, but I don't think he's fought anybody of the caliber. And even Mike Tyson in his 50s, still Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Like he's still got punching power. Yeah, you got. I mean, if he catches you, like B said, good night. Call it. Quick question here from Charlie. I saw TMZ doing some special where Arnold and Stallone sat down for an interview together, which got me thinking: who's the best action hero actor of all time? Is it Stallone, Arnold, or somebody else? Who's your favorite? Or maybe who's your favorite? Maybe not who's the best. Who's your favorite action hero?
It's funny, because how much I love Die Hard. I love Die Hard. This is going to sound weird, but I'm going with Jackie Chan.
That doesn't sound weird.
I love
Jackie Chan's a hell of an action hero.
Rush Hour. I love Jackie Chan, man. For him to do all his stunts. So I'm going to go with Jackie Chan.
Okay.
Oh, dang, this is a tough one.
Because, I mean, I would even put Denzel in this conversation.
Dang, now that we've expanded it, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because even, you know, the equalizers and stuff, man, those.
And that's, some of that even is even a little bit more realistic because it ain't even like he used, like, he used home appliances.
Oh, yeah. He lit that dude up in Home Depot. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
like, yeah. I'll name a few. Wesley Snipes was dope.
Oh, man, you're Blade. Right. Wesley Snipes at the height of, like, Passenger 57, Blade, those, when he had that stretch. Yeah, you're right.
I got to throw another
New
one
Jack
in there.
City.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson was good in Taken.
But all of his movies were the same.
They're all the same movie.
But he excelled in all in of all them.
Being the same guy. Yeah, no, like, for me, it's, yeah, same thing. You know what I mean? Like, Liam Neeson in the first Taken.
Yeah.
But then the Takens got ridiculous toward the end. They just felt so like he continues to have people in his family get taken. I'm like,
how about Vin Diesel?
Not for me.
I know.
I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie, so I can't even. I can't even come. I've seen Chronicles of Riddick. That's a badass movie. Yeah. Underrated badass movie, Chronicles of Riddick.
What about The Rock?
Oh shit! I didn't even think about him.
A little lightning, a little thunder.
Yeah, but like Rock's done more. I mean, it's not so much action; it's like action comedy.
I mean,
because everything he does with Kevin Hart, it seems like. You
no,
know?
But he did
Central Intelligence.
He did
Jumanji,
Scorpion
and Scorpion King. Scorpion King, which was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
But then you forget this. We forget the short guy, Tom Cruise.
Oh, and Mission Impossible.
Dude, that
Mission
man
Impossible?
Drove a motorcycle off a cliff like 6 times in one day for that stunt, and I'm like, he did that shit for real.
No, we forgetting somebody.
Okay.
Ooh, Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
We are forgetting Keanu Reeves.
The Matrix of John Wick alone.
John Wick alone. Yeah.
I take all of them back. This is my number one action guy, Jason. Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
This is my Statham. That's how you said.
Jason
that's
Statham's
my,
a badass,
that's my
man.
Number one. That's okay. My number one.
Okay.
You know, he was just in a movie. Did you see The Beekeeper? The new one?
I haven't seen it yet.
Uh-uh. It's classic Statham.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they threw out all the bitty stuff and they were like, hey, just go like kill everybody. And he just, man, he goes nuts.
All right, what's the one where he just drives the car?
Oh, he's the Transporter.
That one.
Yeah, Transporter's good. Both those of them. The Transporter too. Yeah. There's a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very good.
So,
man, I
Jason
see for me, I'm
one.
So old school though. I have a hard time getting away from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. The Terminators.
I mean, the Terminators, Commando, Predator. I mean, he did so many like iconic action. I mean, Predator alone. You know, get to the chopper. It's everything
you,
about.
You just like that State Farm commercial.
Oh, the
Jabba.
State Farm commercial is good. Get to the chopper. This is a chopper.
That's what I said.
Yeah, the chopper. All right, last question for me, and I'm
so
gonna...
is there a number? Who's your number one female?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
That's tougher than him, male.
I'm gonna say Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, she's
like
there.
Zoe. Zoe's okay, I like
Zoe Saldana's good. Colombiana's great. She's awesome in Guardians and Infinity
What's
Wars.
I'm going with my girlfriend.
Who's that?
Charlize Theron. Yeah.
Is she in action?
Yeah. Yes. You forget from the that one where they can't get killed, where she that action one. You forget Mad Max. You know she's
Mad
been
Max
a lot of
good.
Action.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
Is good.
What about Angelina Jolie?
Yeah,
Angelina is good.
Tomb Raiders.
She did all the Tomb Raiders. She did the Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
That's all.
She's
time,
done a few
baby.
Other things too. Yeah, that's been okay.
Halle Berry.
Ogard is the movie I'm talking about with her in.
Halle Berry was a badass in John Wick 3, with the dogs.
Man. Just put her.
I just need a dog. You can just go, Heisch, and the dog can like murder somebody.
Hey, it's the one where they take the bus and go all across LA when she's laying there, like this.
Oh, Swordfish.
Swordfish.
Yeah, you're talking about Swordfish. Yeah, just that scene.
No, the scene when she's hitting the golf ball is more sexual than her
the
landing
scene,
with a pop
the golf
off.
Balls.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's top tier. Rob's gonna need a break. Yeah. gotta turn the feed on.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18
plus. All right. Last call. I'm going to give you the question first, and then I'm going to tell you this very, very, very uncomfortable story. What is something you listened to as a young kid or watched as a young kid that you knew you weren't supposed to?
Oh, this is easy.
Okay, now, let me tell you the story while you think on your answer, even though B already has his answer. My daughter comes up to me the other day.
Oh, Lord.
My beautiful 11-year-old daughter. And she says, Daddy, I have a question for you. But it has a bad word. I said, your question has a bad word? She goes, yeah, it's something that I know is a bad word, but I don't understand it. I said, okay, free pass.
Oh,
what's
Lord.
Your question? She goes, Daddy, what's whiskey dick?
Oh, that's not what I, okay.
And I went, where, what,
where's the bad word, whiskey or dick?
The whole thing.
I think she knows that, yeah. So, but I'm like, where did you hear this? How do you, what? And she goes, well, I saw that there's a new Wolverine movie. She watched the Deadpool trailer. And now my daughter has gotten big into Marvel. Like, she's watched all the Marvel movies. So the minute she saw Marvel, Wolverine, she was like, oh, there's a new Wolverine movie coming out. And, of course, the Wolverine trailer, Deadpool and Wolverine, the first thing he says is whiskey dick with the claws, when the claws don't come out right away. And he goes, it happens to a lot of Wolverines over 40. So I had to have that horribly uncomfortable conversation with my daughter. Talking about, well, you know, sweetheart, when men drink, sometimes, you know what, let's talk about this when you're 40. Let's just go, let's readdress this when you're like 40 years old.
And not a day sooner.
Not a day sooner. But she watched like like a maybe 20 or 30 seconds of the trailer before realizing this is not for her and turned it off. But
funny.
What's something you watched or listened to as a kid that you knew was not for you?
Was I a kid? I probably was more of a close.
Well, I know mine. We used to sneak and listen to the Richard Pryor albums that my grandfather had, and we weren't supposed to.
So good.
So that's my only one. That's the best.
I say, BET Uncut, like during the time where they had Nelly's tip drill video. And they had the credit card being slid down the girl.
He dropped it. He did the credit card slide. Oh, my goodness.
We used to stay up and wait for BET Uncut.
Man.
Loved it.
Mine was, I used to have a cassette tape. This is how old I am. Of Eddie Murphy's Delirious. When I was in like fifth or sixth grade, where it's not appropriate for a fifth or sixth grader, but I had labeled it like best of mix or some like Rob songs, just so if my mom saw it, she wouldn't trash it immediately. But yeah, I had Eddie Murphy Delirious.
We were in the same boat, when listening to Richard Pryor old albums was like the best, man.
And George Carlin.
See, you said cassette tape, I said album.
Oh, you had an album. Yeah.
You had an album.
Yeah, you had an album.
Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record.
And people don't know what that is anymore. Don't do that. Don't do that.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.